reading the holy and righteous word of Almighty God, a word that we all need to hear, a word that has meaning almost 3,000 years after it was written. I want to tag that text, testing the Lord. Testing the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, it's one more time we come to worship. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you that we have a word to read because the word wasn't always there to read. But now comes the preaching moment. And so, Lord, since I'm a human, I have my frailties, my shortcomings. I ask you to work on me right now. And anything that might be destructive to this word, I ask you to remove it from my spirit, no matter how painful it might be. Give me that clarity of sight, of mind, of speech, because this word needs to be plain on this morning, in this day, and in this time, because we complain about the wrong. We argue with the wrong. We fail to realize, oh Lord, that you are with us each and every morning. And then, oh Lord, you know, I'm getting up there. Had to preach yesterday, and I'm preaching again, but you always give me the power. And because you have done it before, I'm going to stand on your promises that you will do it one more time. So I give you all honor, all glory, and praises. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Testing the Lord. You know, it amazes me how, as humans, we have a tendency to get things confused. But things that could only be of God, we want to give credit to humans. And then when things go wrong, that human is left holding the bag. When none of us, and I know it's the case for me, none of us have the power by ourselves to bring about real change in this thing called life. Because when change does happen, if you look in the shadows, God is always standing there. And you know, the great things that happen at New Hope Fellowship, I know I got a bunch of alphabets behind my name. I know I might lead a few national organizations. But how do you think those things happen in my life? See, it was God that put me in the right places. It was God who changed the hearts of people who would never give a black person a chance. And when it comes to serving as your pastor, oh yeah, Ben, you talked about it. I could have been bitter. I could have said I've given my life helping black folk at the pharmacy and been dogged for doing the same thing at church. I could say easily, I'll take the easy way. But after all of my giving, you know, I got to drive 55 minutes there. But I remember when it was an hour and 29 minutes both ways paying pharmacists to work for me when I needed to make a hospital visit or eulogizing one of the deceased members. But God said, God talked to me and said, the folk that have come and asked you to preach at the Hampton Inn, they've been good to you. And in addition to that, I want to set those people free. and I know we wanted to have a place. But you know, when we found out the down payment would be twice what we thought, some probably thought it ain't gonna never happen. When the air conditioning unit gave out 3 years ago, I know some were thinking, what else could go wrong? When COVID-19 showed up, the governor said we could only have 10 in the building. The response was mixed. Some wanted to just blow things up. See, but knowing what was to be expected in the Hampton Inn, to many was confident. With that hour that room for a few hours, if the equipment failed, it was the responsibility of the Hampton Inn. It wasn't even a problem if one of the yielded renters blocked certain Sundays, but we could go to the Burnett's, suck up their air, drink their water, and it didn't cost us a dime. But as I said in the series early in Exodus, freedom has healing system cost more than we expected, but we were able to get a low interest rate. And in 10 months, with the help of Almighty God, the system will be paid for. As for COVID-19, sure, we're still feeling the pain of losing Alicia, but the worship experience has been more powerful. I feel we are more connected, and even though we don't know if we'll have another crisis or if trouble will show up at our door because of what God has done, because of what God is doing, if another crisis shows up, if trouble shows up at our door, I pray that the people of New Hope Fellowship won't be like the people in the text and test talk. God breathed. And when they faced the Red Sea on one side, and Pharaoh's army was in hot pursuit on the other, the words rang out. Were there enough praise in Egypt? Yes, there were. But God had something done. God delivered them and opened up a highway on dry ground in the Red Sea. They sang the Lord's praise, sang about what God had done. And then in just one chapter, words rung out that have never should have rung out. They rang out again. Oh, how I wish the Lord had put us to death while we were still in the land of Egypt. Well, God, that's not how God works. My God, your God, our God is a giver of life. And do you remember what God did in the text last Sunday? God sent a delicacy called quail for him to eat and fill the ground with what is it to go along with that quail. You would think after doing that, you would never hear another complaint. But in the bird next chapter, they start. I thank y'all that for the last 10 years, I have not had to hark. And it's my prayer. Old habits will not return, for I remember my first 13 years. Ornaments over the time of worship. Ain't never heard such service being at 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock is the holy worship hour. Arguing in front of the children, that's a bad example, because if you argue, the children go out. Argument over following proper procedures. Argument because somebody told me something they felt I should not know. And that's something I'll never understand, because I had my hands full running the pharmacies. I didn't need to be served by the sheriff for things I did not know what was happening at the church. Amen. Like preach on, Pastor. Arguing in God's house is not a God. We just picked it up from our cousins in the text. And it's right there. The whole Israelite community broke camp and set out from the Sin Desert to continue their journey as the Lord commanded. We don't know the exact location of the desert because we don't know the location of Mount Horeb. One thing I can say about this, God told them to go, and they got up and went. I know we said from the beginning that we were on an exodus journey, that wherever God sent us, we would go. We're in this space, a space that God intended us to be. However, we are still on an exodus journey. And while that might not be about moving to somewhere else, it's about doing things that God wants us to do. Doing things to make this community and the people around us better. It's just that when the people in the text set up camp, there was no water for people to drink. Now, food that they could not, that they couldn't live with and they didn't have, drove them crazy. But you know, you got people, they live for 3 weeks, yes, 21 days without eating any food. But without water, for some 3 or 4 days without of water that can bring life to an end, especially in the desert. And you know, most of us don't drink enough water. We get it from our other sources of food, but we just need to drink a little bit water more. Now, I'm saying that to myself. Because there was no water, the people argued with Moses. Said to Moses, like he was God, give us water to drink. But think about that for a moment. They are in a desert. No oases are in sight. And they expect Moses to do something Moses is incapable of doing. And when I read about that, I had to think about myself. Because, you know, I used to think that I was Superman. But, you know, some days now I have to take 2, maybe 3 naps during the day. So I'm taking that S off of my chest. For my days of Superman are over. And for those who thought the S was for stupid, those days are over also. See, Moses to them was Superman. But even Superman couldn't perform that trick. And Moses responded as the only one who talked to God on a regular basis. Why are you arguing with me? Why are you testing the Lord? God who brought you out. God who defeated your enemies. God who put food on your table in the desert. See, instead of arguing, they should have just asked God. For if God had done it before, you would think they would know that God could do it one more time. And then they made basically the same thing. I know they changed it up some. Every time it's a different variation. But they always spoke death instead of life, bondage instead of freedom. And I hate to say it, we as a people are not what we should be because of embracing the freedom that God still wants us to give. We are satisfied with the crumbs that we know are going to show up on a regular basis. I've suffered, been denied because of what I said and what I've done. And I don't want to go here this morning. Y'all vote now in November. But after y'all vote, get rid of some folk who look like us, who want to keep the stuff for themselves and give y'all problems. You know, that's why I've been denied that we don't want that head no to come around here because he always talking about what to do for other folks. Yeah, other folks are the folks that are holding you up, doing all the work, both for you. It's time for us to start looking at us like us and looking out for us instead of just holding on to see to say, I'm there, I'm the type of all of you. I said it, and I'm going to say it again, and I said it in the presence of all. But what I do have, I have, because I claim what God had in store for me. And all of us need to do the same thing, claim what God has for you, because God has a lot for all of us. But listen to them, and what they said, because they were thirsty. They were the same words, different variations. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us? God didn't bring them out to kill them. God brought them out to fulfill the promise that he made to Abraham over 400 years ago. God did not bring their children out to kill them. The children were going to be the one who were going to see the promise. The livestock was not going to die of thirst either. God was going to make sure the livestock lived because God even had things for the livestock. When things get difficult in your life, it could be that God is using you to fulfill the promises that God made to your ancestors. Oh, see, some of us need to go back and read some things. Because if you read that book, Slave Religion, it will show you how your ancestors were beaten and they still kept praying. How black preachers got up to preach that every time they got up to preach, they were locked up and beaten. See, God has some promises to fulfill, and minor difficulties in our lives might be part of the process. Moses did, though, as he always did. Moses asked, and God showed up. We sing that song sometimes. Ask to save him, to help him, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. God is willing to help you. God will carry you through. It ain't just when you're dealing with temptation, whatever the situation might be, ask the Savior to help you. But how many times do we ask God to aid you? See, I've made it because I've had the habit of asking God, because only God could have delivered me from some of the dangers, seen and unseen, that I've experienced in my life. Moses cries out, what should I do with these people? I know how Moses would feel, because there were times for a few, and those who went along with them, they wanted to stone me, just like the people wanted to stone Moses. Y'all laughing, because y'all know I'm telling the truth. But I love how God responded. Go ahead of the people. Take some of the deacons and trustees with you. Not all, but some. Take in your hand the shepherd's rod that you use to strike the Nile River and go. And you know, that's so instructive. When God met Moses in that bush that burned but was not consumed, Moses had in his hand the tool of a shepherd, the tool that Moses used to control the sheep. And God took that tool and turned it into something that Moses could never imagine. Are y'all listening, shall we see? But all of us got tools in our hands, things we use every day when we work for other people. And God can take whatever that tool is and use it to help build God's kingdom. Yeah, I'm very serious when I say it all the time. Everything we have belongs to God. And yes, the church needs money, but God has given all of us gifts. And if you feel your gift doesn't matter, if you feel that the gift that God has given you could not make a difference, let me tell you, God can use any gift that God has given you. Just like God used the staff that Moses used on his day job before God came. God tells Moses to go, and then God tells Moses, I'll be standing there in front of you and without her. Oh, y'all listen, shall we one more time? See, God, when God has told us to go places and we have refused to go, God was going to be there when we got there. See, if we just had a little paper, if we would just have a little trust, God would have met us where we're supposed to go, and God will meet us where God tells us to go today, tomorrow, next month, next year, whenever God says it. When God says go, go. For God will not send you anywhere without God going before you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. God tells Moses, when you get there, hit the rock. Hit the rock. And water will come out. Now that's something God could only do. For rocks are grains of inorganic minerals. Inorganic minerals held together by chemical bonds. You know, I found out something. At shallow depths, water is stored in tiny pores between the mineral grains. But Moses didn't dig up the rock. Moses didn't turn over the rock. Moses struck the rock while the elders watched. And in that desert, something happened that never happened before. Water poured out. And the people who had complained, the people who tested God, the people who have chosen bondage, over freedom, death over life. As messed up as they were, God still gave them water to drink. Oh, we need to shout. We need to pray, because as messed up as we are, all the mistakes that we have made, God has still poured water, food, life into us over and over again. And you know, God, He did the same thing for us, because we needed living water. Water that could give us eternal life. So once again, God did something that God had never done before. God sent us a rock that was God in human flesh. I know that you know His name, for His name is Jesus. And that rock walked on the surface. That rock did things that had never been before. That rock can heal the sick. That rock turned water into wine. That rock calmed the raging sea. That rock fed 5,000 with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. That rock even raised people from the dead. And when the time for the rock was over on this side, that rock climbed up Calvary's hill. That rock was hung on an old rugged cross. That rock was struck and a fountain poured out. A fountain filled with blood. Blood that was drawn from the rock's vein. And because God said that the rock being struck was acceptable, you can plunge. I can plunge. All of us can plunge beneath that blood and lose not some, not a few, but lose all. I said lose all of our guilty stains. That's why when it comes to God, I don't argue. That's why when others argue with me, I call on God. For whenever God has told me to go, God has always been there with me. Even though sometimes I ain't had no idea what God was doing. In fact, I was ready to tell God, "You crazy, you don't want me to go there." But just remember, when things get rough, what God did when things got rough before, didn't God work it out? Didn't God protect your life? Didn't God make things brand new? But if God did it before, when things get tough, call on God. God, do what God tells you to do. And then, I said then, watch God work, and won't God do it? And if God has worked things out for you, don't be like the people in the text. For I pray that this place we know as New Hope Fellowship will never be known as Manasseh or Meribah, because they argued with and tested the Lord, or had the nerve to ask, "Is the Lord really with us or not?" For the Lord, I said, the Lord has been with us since that first Sunday of September in 2010, when God brought us up. The Lord our God has been with us. Not just one step, but I said each and every way. And if you know it, if you appreciate it this morning, I'm going to sit in, but I want y'all to just give God some praise for what God has done. What God is doing right now, and what God is going to do in our lives and the lives of this fellowship. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whole lot of things we need to get into our spirits about God. Read the word. really fresh each time. You can't get old mama. You can't get old daddy, grandma, whatever they got wisdom. But you gotta read it with fresh eyes every time.